And my Patsy was pretty hurting on the cabinet and the face and everything when I got it, so I already, like, redid the face and all that and relettered it. But I was thinking about doing it again. I was going to change the color that I painted it. And I thought a nice Apache Indian, hand-drawn, with it saying Apache Turbo 1, or maybe Apache Turbo TX1, or Apache TX1 Turbo, I don't know. Get kind of strange on the front there. Yeah, mine's definitely in the turbo mode, which seems to really match up the modulators to the final much better than the stock configuration of that mod transformer. And the second thing that I did for mods that really seemed to be the big improvement was a low mu triode driver instead of the 12BY7. And those two particular mods right there were, I think, probably the biggest factors in getting decent sounding audio out of the Apache, with stock iron, stock modulator tubes. Didn't change the driver transformer or the mod transformer or the original modulator tubes, but did change the lower stages. But I think the big factor really in getting that was, and of course feedback. I definitely wrapped feedback all the way around it. But I think the big factors overall to, as far as the fix it up and go with it, was the low mu triode, which plugs right into the same socket. You just got to rewire the socket underneath. So actually, when you look down into my transmitter, it basically looks the same as stock. I use a 12AX7 in the beginning stages, then it goes to a 6C4, which we played, that went into the socket of the clipper tube, I think, or something, fit right in there. And then into the low mu triode, which was a 12B4, I believe I ended up using. So it was not really an intense modification, but just rewire the sockets, plug the tubes in, and change her over to turbo mode. Not a difficult mod to do, and it really ends up making the Apache sound sweet.